These sins and these sinful people cannot get to heaven. It's not open for anyone practicing these types of sins. And so that's what the chapter closes with. Nothing unclean, no one who practices abomination and lying will ever come in to the glorious and brilliant city of God. It's open to anyone who wants to go there. We can go into God's home, enter His kingdom on His terms. And so, again, it's an emphatic statement that nothing unclean will enter into God's city. So as we look at this Revelation chapter 21, the last few verses, we see a lot of things there, but we see an enormous place. It's a sanctuary beyond our comprehension, enormous in size, and God is there Himself with Jesus. They light up the sky, they light up the sanctuary, and we come into perfect, intimate fellowship with Him, and there we can be with Him forevermore. But the key is, we extend the invitation this morning, and the question that we might ask is, who is invited to this eternal city of light? Who are the people that God invites and expects to be in that city? Well, in the last part of verse 27, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's not about going to church per se, or people who have faith in God. There are a lot of people who have faith in God, who had some faith, but they never obeyed the gospel and will be lost forever. But he's saying here that the only ones who are in this brilliant, glorious city of God are those whose names are written in the Book of Life. And so the question this morning is simply, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Not about where you were raised, what kind of church you might have gone to. Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? And how do you get your name in there? It's by faith in Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in Him, and yes, submitting to God's command to go in the water and have the water flood your soul and wash away every sin from every square inch of your heart. And if you don't submit to God's command for baptism, for the forgiveness of your sins, you can't have your sins forgiven. That's what Scripture teaches. I stress that because there's so much false teaching in our culture today that we have to speak the truth in love. So if here this morning need to respond to the gospel, or need the prayers of this congregation, might come while we stand and sing the invitation song.
Oh, the Savior, Thou art needing. So the Savior waits for Thee. Hear His words of tender pleading. Hear His gracious come to me. He is called.